this organization prides itself on being a fun family atmosphere. Is there a little bit more incentive going into this 25th anniversary season to kind of really, you know, drive that home with fans that, you know, here we are and we've been here for 25 years and we're glad that you keep coming out and watching these games?
Yeah, we take a lot of pride with the success we've had over the last quarter century. And one of the things that we talked about with consistency during all the planning sessions in the offseason was, let's make this a special year. It's a silver season, 25 years. Let's make it a season-long celebration. So we've really tried to put things in the promotional schedule over the course of the year that fans will enjoy and that'll just kind of remind them that we've been a part of, for many of our fans, most of their lives now at this point.
One of the things you guys do have scheduled is having some names come back from the past, some blasts from the past. Can you give us a little hints of who might be showing up at the ballpark this year?
You know, that's still kind of up in the air with the baseball schedule. So many people are still working in baseball that, you know, we feel like we have a date and then all of a sudden that date doesn't turn to work. So the idea is to get some people back, but we're going to honor people over the course of the year. That's going to be a big part of what it's going to be. We're also doing a bobblehead series over the course of the year, which is something new this season. We've always done bobbleheads in the past, but this year we put together six, and they're actually going to come together into one commemorative item. So if you come out to every game, they will turn into one keepsake to represent the 25 seasons. It's six of our best players, and it's just something that I think we partner with Bank of America on, that people are really going to feel special and take back some of the memories when they leave with a bobblehead keepsake.
Are there some other things you're doing promotional-wise or giveaway-wise that try to connect people to that 25th anniversary?
So every Saturday, we're going to wear the throwback uniforms. We're bringing back the throwbacks this year. One of the things we always hear from the fans, how much they love those original jerseys. So on Saturday nights at Frawley Stadium this year, we're going to be in the throwback jerseys. And we're also going to wear them on other special nights as well. And it's going to feel like 1993 inside the ballpark. Then we're going to bring back all the season ticket holders who have been here all 25 years. They're going to get honored on the field before the game. So we're really looking forward to that, because we wouldn't be here without those folks. Our game staff, believe it or not, we have people that have been on our game staff, just hourly employees that have been here all 25 years. We're going to honor those folks on the field before the game. And just over the course of the season, on different Saturdays, we'll have people throw out first pitches that have been part of the community, and, you know, partners, advertising partners, groups that have been coming out for 25 years, just to reach out and make sure they know how much we appreciate them and to be honored in front of all the fans. That's going to be a big hallmark of what we do this year.
Out of curiosity, how many season ticket holders are there that have been here the whole 25 years?
You know, that's been the most interesting thing about it, is the back and forth with people of, well, were you here all 25 years? Did you miss it for a year? But it looks like it's somewhere in the neighborhood of about 25 to 50 people were here all 25 years, and then hopefully about 10 to 15 of them are going to be able to make it out. If you have that kind of dedication, I mean, that's 70 games that we're talking about basically every night, every other week. And to have that kind of dedication to the Blue Rocks, boy, we can't thank them enough.
You do have some other promotions that aren't necessarily tied to the 25th anniversary. Just tell people about some of the other things they can expect this season at the ballpark.
Well, you got your hallmark at Frawley Stadium. The Cowboy Monkey Rodeo is back. We were the place that found it in minor league baseball, brought it to the baseball field. It's one of our most popular promotions. The fans ask about it every year. We're bringing it back five times this season, record-setting number, so we're really looking forward to that. The other thing that we're doing for another season is the Mega Candy Drop. Our owner, Dave Heller, one of the members of the ownership group, he actually invented that out in Idaho. We bring a helicopter over the field, and they drop candy in the outfield, and then the crowd will kind of go scatter and try to pick up the candy and take whatever they can get. So that was a really popular one. That's back by popular demand this year.
And obviously there is baseball too. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the team that you see and what Blue Rocks baseball may look like on the field this year.
You know, I'm really excited about it. Last year was kind of a transition year. The Royals have been so successful over the last 5 or 6 years, and after putting all of their attention towards the minor league side and their prospects and building it up, I mean, the Royals had the best system in minor league baseball for what seemed like 3 or 4 years. Their attention went to the major league side. So, you know, the product was a little rougher, but this season there was kind of that gap that's been filled in. I think there's going to be a lot of talented players, a lot of guys that you're going to be seeing play in the majors in a few years, and you get that sneak peek. I think people really appreciate that. I saw that guy when, and you'll get plenty of opportunities for that this year.